So what are you up to?
228, 229, somewhere in there. You? You?
Me?
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of weight, Bing.
Okay. Don't worry
about that.
Hey, good. What's another opportunity to...
It was a good workout. We great turnout attendance wise, and good to see a lot of the new guys that I haven't had a chance to meet yet. A lot of guys have been here already this whole time, working out early, which has been good. But some other guys got here for the first day, and thought it was a productive first day. It's April 16th, and just trying to sort of build the foundation for what we hope our team will be like this year. And I think the guys are enjoying working with our new strength coach, Coach Luke, getting to know him, kind of his program and his philosophy. And so I thought it was a good start from that standpoint.
Can you more specifically what you were able to do today? Did you get a chance to get on the field and go around?
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. Sure. We certainly, that we, they have rules and restrictions, which are new, but had a good workout session, did get on the field for a little bit, but we can do that kind of on our own at this point, informal workout, whatever you call it, players organizing it. So that's one thing that that I think in some ways can be a positive with the players, you kind of accountable yourselves to be there on time and organize yourself and work on some things that you want to work on in kind of a controlled environment. And so we'll do that for the next couple weeks. And I think in two more weeks, the coaches are allowed to be out there on the field. So all these different phases that we have that are kind of new. But I think everybody has to play, follow, the boundaries that are placed in front of us and get good work no matter what restrictions they may put on us.
And how much of it is on you to organize guys to say, hey guys, you want to go throw, or is it everybody's kind of...
Well, Coach Luke has the workout plan set up and the times, and you are allowed to meet with coaches at the same time as well. So I think there's, everybody's going through three phases right now. You want to get your workout in, you want to get your on-the-field work in, and get your meeting room time in. That's what all teams are allowed to do at this point. And so that's what we'll plan to do, during this time, because certainly all three of them are important.
Hey, did you feel like a new kid in school today?
I think a number of us did. I was with Jacob Tammy and Joel Dreesen. Caleb, same way. So we have some new guys. So yeah, I'm learning as we go as well. Certainly, when you get out there on the field and you're throwing passes to receivers, you feel a little more comfortable there. As far as kind of knowing what you're doing a little bit, you are working on different timing with different guys, which I've always enjoyed that time working on timing in the month of April, and hoping this timing we can put it to good use and it comes into play in October on a critical third and five, if you will. So it was good throwing. I've been throwing to Eric and some of the other guys that have been here already, but today was the first time throwing to a couple of other guys, and it was good to have that first day, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
Hey, when you were introduced as Broncos quarterback, you said you could have played a game, not to the level you wanted to play, but you could have played. Between then and now, how much have you progressed?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into these weekly reports. I've kind of been there and done that all fall last year. So I'm continuing to work hard on the rehab. Certainly part of my phase is my time with Greek in the training room. And it's been good to get into that consistent routine with Luke and with Greek. That's one thing that I haven't been up until the time I signed here, was kind of traveling, going different places, not really having a home base to set up out of. So I'm working hard with Greek and with Luke, and just trying to trying to make progress. But I'm enjoying being under one roof, being supervised by those two guys.
You've been here for a couple of weeks with Luke as part of the rehab process. What can you tell us? For a lot of these guys, it's their first time with him.
Right.
What can you tell us about his style of training and what these workouts are
going to be like? I bet guys like Champ and Elvis, guys that have been here for a long period of time, can probably give you a better answer as a comparison as to what was here before. For me, the time I've been around Luke, he's very disciplined, organized in what he wants to accomplish, and we're kind of learning his plan, sort of learning his game plan and trying to follow it. And there's even a more premium on doing the little things right in that room because of the time restrictions, because it's, you've gone from a 14-week program to a 9-week program. And so there is no room for time wasted or for error in the weight room. And so he's on it from the get-go, and I think guys, I think we'll buy into his plan. Hopefully we can have a good off season in the weight room.
You have a reputation as a perfectionist. Are you more laid back on April 16th than September 16th or October 16th?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't think of myself in that way. I do believe in the off-season program. I always have. I've seen it. I've seen it work, and I've seen guys get better. I do think with these new rules, I mean, the ability to develop a player, a young player, there's more of a challenge. I mean, the coaches, there's limited time to work with a young receiver or a young running back that might need that work. And I do think that's one area that the new rules are going to challenge that. So anytime you have a chance to be out there, you take advantage of the opportunity to work on a timing route with Joel Dreesen, with DT, to work on a handoff with Willis McGahee, because you're just not allowed that much time as you used to. And OTAs will be starting soon, training camp will be here, then you'll be playing the first game. So there's a lot to do in a short period of time, and you've got to be organized. Some of it has to be player organized, some of it the coaches can do, and I think we're going to do a good job of that.
Do you always enjoy your workouts in the altitude?
It takes a little getting used to, I guess. I think once you're here for a couple weeks, I've been here for a number of weeks now, so I feel like I'm a little more used to it, but there always is a little bit of an adjustment there.
And you've always enjoyed these workouts, but because you weren't able to do some of the stuff last year, is your party that is enjoying even more?
I am. There's no question. And I think a lot of players, I think around the NFL, would probably tell you that the lockout, last year threw a lot of players off their routine and what they're used to. So I think the fact that everybody's allowed to be in the facility now, working out under one roof, and we can throw on the field now, right next to the weight room now, as opposed to going to a high school. That was what you have to do, but it's nice to be able to do everything here and have some time with the coaches as well. So, like I said, everybody's been looking forward to this day, I think, for some time now, and thought it was a productive first day, but we got a lot of work to do.
And what are your impressions? Right?
What's that?
We're hanging out still because
that's right. Yeah.
It'd be nice to have Brandon. I know he's one of the guys around today. I mean, it'd be nice if you could.
Hey, any chance that any time that the management wants to add good football players to this team, I'm all in favor of it, no matter what position of it. So I've heard that's a possibility, and like I said, adding good football players, that's a good thing.
Hey, has it been all business, all work for you? Have you been able to settle in and check out the area, and what do you think of Denver so far?
It's been all business, yeah. Everybody's asking where I'm living. I've been living over here. I'm living here in the facility.
Has it sunk in for you yet that you're the Broncos quarterback?
Well, I think it's just in the off season. I like to, get into a game first. I think there's kind of steps along the way. But today was an exciting day. Seeing a lot of the players, meeting some of these players for the first time, and getting to know them. And I think you can use this time to get to know these guys. Off the field a little bit as well during this time, and there's some bonding that goes on in the off season, offensive linemen and whatnot. I've enjoyed, being around JD, Walton. I think the quarterback center's got to have a great relationship, so he and I have spent time together and gotten snaps together as well. So at the high schools and whatnot. So yeah, I think you take advantage of this time, getting to know your teammates on the field and getting to know them as people as well.
What are your impressions of your wide receiving course so far? As Eric Decker is making his way to their room.
Right, yeah. I think it's early in April to start doing, evaluations and predictions or whatnot. I tell you what I am excited about is that just today, I can tell this is a hard-working group. This is a group that likes to work. It's willing to do the extra things, and Eric's is kind of the veteran receiver of that group, and so he'll be, called into more of a leadership role this year, taking charge of that group, and he's the guy that I've thrown the most to, so far this offseason. many different locations. It was nice to actually be able to throw to him at the Denver Broncos practice field today for the first time. And he's a guy that I know Mike McCoy wants to move around, wants to move him in different places and get the ball in his hands because he does have that versatility. And that's a real credit to him. And I'm looking forward to getting that timing down with him and hopefully all the guys as good as you possibly can in these time constraints before September comes.
Two more for Peyton, Mark, and then Arnie.
You mentioned the hard work. In your mind, are there things in common of all great teams, or if you're a great team, you have to have? And in that respect, what are you trying to develop?
I think you have to have a great work ethic. I do believe that. I do not think you can just show up in September and expect to complete passes or execute in the running game. I do believe the weight room work, the on-the-field work, I don't call it old school, old-fashioned. That's what I've always believed in, and I have seen guys get better, and I feel like I've tried to get better every offseason. I've tried to be a better player each year than I was the year before, and that's from the film study of the previous year, but also from the off-season work, that timing with the receivers. And what we're trying to do right now is you try to take maybe one or two routes a day and really try to master those routes. And because this is going to come up in November on a critical third and six. This is what it might be, zone coverage, man coverage. And like I said, it's a lot to do in a short period of time. But I do believe it's what you have to do. That's what I think.
Last one, Artie.
Peyton, since you're signing, the Broncos added some quality free agents. What do you think of these free agents that are coming in, particularly having Tracy Porter on your side?
Yeah, like I said, I'm all for adding great football players, and I know that the management wanted to fill a couple of needs at some different spots, and I hope that they've done that. And like I said, I'm looking forward to getting to know all of our new guys. I'm one of the new guys, and all of us are learning. I'm asking Eric Decker questions, Willis McGahee questions, and so as a quarterback, I guess you're naturally somewhat in a leadership position. At the same time, guys like Porter and Tammy and Dreesen, we have a lot of questions to ask and trying to learn and feel our way around the building and what to do and what Coach Fox's system is. And so it's exciting to be part of something new, and we're looking forward to the challenge and just trying to get better and trying to get ready, hopefully, to win some games this year.
Thanks, Aiden. What do you think about your brothers in SNL?
I'm excited for them. They do a good job.
You're going to make an appearance there?
I'm not. I got a prior commitment in May, so I won't be able to make it, but I'll be tuned in.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.